We are continuing in our study in the book of Acts, looking at the early church to find certain principles that will help us to understand the whole Christian life and its general practice. And here we are reading in the book of Acts in the 11th chapter. And at this point, where we're reading, beginning at the 19th verse, we have the record of what today we would call church extension, of how the Christian gospel spread in new communities. And so I'll begin to read in the 11th chapter of the book of Acts, just so that we can follow along and see what this record shows. Now they that were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. Now here is a general word that takes you back to the 8th chapter. If you'll remember, back in the 8th chapter of the book of Acts, at the beginning of the 8th chapter, you read that at that time there was a great persecution against the church was at Jerusalem. They were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. This was at the time of the death of Stephen. And so here, this sort of picks it up and tells us, they that were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. You understand that the Christian gospel started among the Jews. The Lord Jesus himself was a Jew, all the disciples were Jews, and all the early Christians were Jews. In fact, up until we came to the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, was the first time we came to where a Gentile was given the gospel, and that was discussed in the 11th chapter also. Now notice verse 20. And some of them, some of these people that were scattered around, were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. Now you see, they began to preach to the Greeks, and apparently this would mean the Gentile Greeks. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. So you have these Christians telling the story to people that weren't Jews, and many of them believed. A great number believed and turned to the Lord. Notice that phrase, they believed and turned to the Lord. That would make it clear to us that the preaching of the gospel is not just a matter of giving information. The preaching of the gospel is the presenting of a call. When they believed, they did not only believe information. It means they obeyed a call. Because we read, a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. That's part of what the believing involved. So believing to involve turning to God, which would show that when they believed, they were believing in the call that the gospel gave them. And we also have this phrase, the hand of the Lord was with them. That reminds you, you remember the incident when Lydia, when Paul preached the gospel there at after he came over into Philippi in the Macedon, and you remember when he was preaching the gospel down by the river at a place where prayer was wont to be made, that it says that the Lord opened Lydia's heart so that she heard what Paul was preaching. Here we have the phrase, the hand of the Lord was with them. And what a commentary this is on preaching the Lord Jesus. How many of us who preach and teach should stop and think? It's more than just that we get the message in so many words. It's more than just information we're going to share. It's more than ideas that we're going to drill into other people's minds. What's the significance of the hand of the Lord being upon them, including this, that they turned unto the Lord? Apparently, the gospel is a call. It's a call to the heart to respond. And when the heart responds, that's actually an exercise of faith. This kind of faith that the individual exercises responding to the call of the gospel is a faith that's given to him of God. And what we need to remember is that when the gospel is being preached in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God himself is present and by his Holy Spirit will actually empower and strengthen willing souls to believe what has been told them in the call that is brought in the gospel. So we come to verse 21, as I say, the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. There were results from the preaching and teaching of these people who went out among the Gentiles and told them of what the Lord Jesus had done. Now verse 22. Then the tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. You know, we've had this before. Do you remember when Philip went down to Samaria? And when the church at Jerusalem heard that many of the Samaritans had turned to the Lord, that they sent Peter and John to go down there to make sure that these people would receive the Holy Spirit? The mother church always was interested in this, that after a person receives Christ, they need the further instruction as to how to live in Him. Many of you who are listening may have been passed through a period of time in your life when you were away from God, and your heart was alien, you were separated from Him. Maybe you weren't even thinking about God. But the call had come through to you, and perhaps many of you have heard that call, and right now you are believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, but you do not know nearly as much as you would like to know about what living in Him means, how the Lord will be with you. This is the time for those of us who teach and preach to share the meaning of the gospel with you, that you can learn the ways of Christ and walk in them. And by the way, that'll help you understand the purpose of this broadcast. That's exactly why we're teaching Bible on the air. The reason why we're putting the Bible on the air is because we believe that when persons have their hearts yielded to the Lord, where they really belong to Him and they want to walk with Him, that the more they understand the Scripture, the stronger they in their faith they will be, and the clearer their understanding will be of what God wants them to do. As a matter of fact, the wiser their conduct will be. For the entrance of thy word giveth light. You see, when a person accepts the Lord Jesus Christ, he becomes a willing disciple. He then needs to learn what the Lord Jesus Christ would teach. And we who preach and teach are trying to share what the Lord Jesus Christ would say. Just now, we believe that there's truth to be found in studying the book of Acts. And that's why we're presenting it to you. And we think that as you and I look into these various passages and we see the record of what happened, that the Holy Spirit will take this and show us truth for you and for me. And so while I'm talking about the early church there in Jerusalem, I'm expecting that many of you listening will see how that applies right now where you are. Now that's the whole plan. That's the whole purpose. And we would appreciate your help. If you can get other people to listen, that would be wonderful. And if you have it in your mind to pray, wouldn't you wish that this program would be heard and would be listened to in heart and mind by those who listen? We need your help. Pray for us. If you become interested in this program to the extent that you feel it's really like part of your program, why don't you write us and tell us? At the end of this program, you'll be urged to do that, but this is my personal word about it. Actually, just the way the early church sent Barnabas down to Antioch, we are trying in our own way in this program to come to you, to share with you certain things about the truth in the Bible so that you can understand it better. That's what he did. They sent Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch. Now look at verse 23. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, was glad and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Now let's see how that actually means, how it says. Who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, how would he see the grace of God? He would see the grace of God in the people who had turned to the Lord. That's the grace of God. When a man turns from this world to the Lord, in his life, turns from material things, worldly things, to the things of the Lord. And whenever that happens, that's the grace of God. And when Barnabas came down and saw that the people were actually turned to the Lord, was glad. I want to stress that for a moment. You know, every now and again one has to wonder whether it isn't true amongst many of us. Some of us have trouble being glad over somebody else's work. Sometimes we have trouble being glad when we hear of the results of someone else's teaching and preaching. Barnabas came down and saw what others had done and was glad because it meant souls were being turned to the Lord and that was what he wanted. And exhorted them all. Exhorting is encouraging, strengthening, stimulating. trying to cheer them up and cheer them on, and exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. Purpose of heart means that they would do it deliberately, and cleave unto the Lord is the way a wife cleaves to her husband. They would really walk with the Lord. They would really take him as their own, and would walk with him. Now verse 24, "For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost and faith, and much people was added unto the Lord." What a wonderful tribute for a man like Barnabas. What a wonderful thing to say about a preacher, that this preacher was a good man, and full of the Holy Spirit, and of faith, and many people were brought to the Lord under his ministry. And all of that goes back to this verse before. You can see how good he was. When he saw what others had done, he was glad. He exhorted that with all purpose of heart they should cleave unto the Lord. He was anxious they should become real Christians. They had begun, now they should go on and become real Christians. When you begin your Christian life, it's a good deal like setting out a plant in the garden, and you're transplanting a plant and it's going to start growing. Then it needs to be watered and protected and helped so that it will grow in a strong, sturdy plant. And that's what he wanted. And the result of his manner of life, the kind of a man he was, that many people, much people, was added unto the Lord. That's the consequence of a good pastor, a good Bible teacher. When people's life is such that you have to say about them, they're good and they're full of the Holy Spirit and of faith, you will see people will come in with them and join the Lord, and that's what was done here. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us in our families, help us in our homes, that we might yield ourselves to Thee, that the Holy Spirit might work in us, and that we ourselves might be encouraged to walk in Thy ways, walking with Thee. So add Thy blessing to us, for Thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.